Lesson number 4. Studying the Scriptures. Introduction. This lesson can help students learn how to better understand the Scriptures, identify the gospel truths they contain, and apply those truths in their lives. As students discover and act on the eternal truths found in the Scriptures, the gospel can sink deep into their hearts. Consider ways to review the material in this lesson throughout the year. Suggestions for teaching. The importance of studying the Scriptures. Invite students to list some of the benefits of good friends. Write their responses on the board. Display a set of Scriptures and ask if any of the benefits written on the board can also apply to the Scriptures. If possible, provide as a handout the following statement from Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, and invite a student to read it aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for some of the benefits of having the Scriptures as friends. Quote, "The Scriptures can become stalwart friends that are not limited by geography or calendar. They are always available when needed. Learning, pondering, searching, and memorizing Scriptures is like filling a filing cabinet with friends, values, and truths that can be called upon anytime, anywhere in the world. Memorizing a Scripture is like discovering a new individual who can help in time of need, give inspiration and comfort, and be a source of motivation for needed change." End quote. According to Elder Scott, how can the Scriptures become like a good friend to you? You may want to invite students to share experiences they have had when the Scriptures have helped them in the ways Elder Scott described. To help students better understand how Scriptures can help them, write the phrase, "If we study the Scriptures, blank," along with the following Scripture references on the board: Deuteronomy 17:19, Joshua 1:8, Psalm 119:105, 2 Nephi 32:3, Jacob 2:8, and Alma 31:5. Assign students a passage to read and instruct them to complete the phrase on the board with what they find in their assigned passage. You may want to do one with the class as an example. After sufficient time, invite students to write their completed phrases on the board. Students may use different words, but their answers should reflect the following principles. If we study the Scriptures, they will help us learn to fear or respect God and keep His commandments. They will tell us what to do to be prosperous and successful. They will light our path. They will tell us all things that we should do. They will heal our wounded souls. They will lead us to do what is just or righteous. Invite students to ponder which of these blessings they have experienced through studying the Scriptures. As time allows, invite a few to share their experiences or their feelings on the blessings of studying the Scriptures. To help students understand the importance of daily Scripture study, show them a toothbrush and tube of toothpaste. Announce that, in an effort to use your time more efficiently, you are thinking about changing how and when you brush your teeth. Instead of brushing for a couple of minutes every day, you've decided to brush for 15 minutes once a week. You will also use 7 times the usual amount of toothpaste, so that your teeth will be thoroughly clean. Ask students what they think of your new plan. Why would this new plan not be a wise way to care for your teeth? How can this example relate to our study of the Scriptures? Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by President Howard W. Hunter. Quote, "It is certain that one who studies the Scriptures every day accomplishes far more than one who devotes considerable time one day and then lets days go by before continuing." End quote. Invite students to share what they have done to develop a habit of studying the Scriptures daily. Invite students to set a goal to study their Scriptures daily. Note: read the text for the course. Students and teachers should read and study the entire book of Scripture that corresponds with each course of study. Elder David A. Bednar said, quote, "Reading a book of Scripture from beginning to end introduces us to important stories, gospel doctrines, and timeless principles. This approach also enables us to learn about major characters in the Scriptures and the sequence, timing, and context of events and teachings. End quote. How to study the Scriptures. Ask students to imagine that as they are exploring an area outdoors, something shiny catches their eye. They look more closely and discover that it is a large diamond. How would you feel? Why? Explain that Elder Richard G. Scott taught that there are, quote, diamonds of truth that must be carefully mined from the pages of the Old Testament, end quote. We refer to some of these diamonds as doctrines and principles. Write these words on the board and ask if students can define them. Correct or add to students' answers by explaining that doctrines are fundamental, unchanging truths of the gospel, and that principles can guide us in making decisions. Explain that the following skills can help students identify, understand, and apply the doctrines and principles found in the Scriptures. Understanding the context and content of the Scriptures. Show a picture of a diamond on a dark background, or draw a simple illustration on the board. Refer as well to the illustration on page 12 of lesson number 4. Jewelers often display diamonds on dark backgrounds. Why do you think they do this? A dark background helps the diamond stand out. Explain that an important part of identifying the doctrines and principles contained in the Scriptures is to first understand the context and content of the Scriptures. Write this phrase on the board. This includes understanding the historical and literary background, storyline, people, events, and sermons in a scriptural text. The context and content of the Scriptures provide the background that helps doctrines and principles stand out more clearly. What has helped you understand the context or content of a scripture passage? The following teaching ideas can help students learn and practice tools to help them understand context and content. Use scripture study aids. Invite students to identify some of the scripture study aids in the LDS edition of the Standard Works. These include footnotes, chapter headings, topical indexes, the Bible dictionary, the guide to the Scriptures, and maps. Point out that a particularly helpful aid in studying the Bible is the Joseph Smith translation. Joseph Smith made inspired revisions to the Bible that restore lost content and clarify certain passages. Many of these changes can be found in the footnotes or the appendix of the LDS edition of the Bible. If students have the LDS edition of the Bible, you could invite them to read Exodus chapter 4, verse 21, and use the footnotes to identify the correction that Joseph Smith made. How does this correction affect our understanding of what is happening in this verse? Symbolism. Draw a picture of a fire with hot coals on the board. Please refer to the drawing on page 13 in lesson 4. What could fire possibly symbolize in Scripture? After students respond, explain that the prophet Isaiah had a vision of God in the temple. Invite a student to read Isaiah chapter 6, verses 5 through 7 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what happened to Isaiah. What could the live coal possibly symbolize? To help students discover what the live coal symbolizes, help them locate the footnote to verse 6. Explain that the Scriptures are full of symbols that can teach us important gospel truths. Words such as like or as can help identify symbols. The footnotes, Bible dictionary, topical guide, and guide to the Scriptures can also help with the interpretation of symbols. Word definitions. Invite a student to read Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 15 aloud, while students follow along and look for words they don't understand. Write the words wormwood and gall on the board and ask if anyone knows what these words mean. What can you do when you read a word you don't understand in the Scriptures? Explain that dictionaries, footnotes, and scripture study aids can often help students understand difficult words and phrases. Invite students to look in the Bible dictionary for the definitions of the words on the board. Identifying and understanding doctrines and principles. Explain that as we study the context and content of the Scriptures, we should search for doctrines and principles. Point out that some principles in the Scriptures are clearly stated in the text and are easily defined by words and phrases such as, "Thus we see," "Therefore," "Wherefore," and "Behold." Explain that other principles may be contained in the storyline, events, parables, or people's lives. Explain that asking the following questions as they read can help students identify principles. What is the moral or point of this story? What can I learn from these passages? What gospel truths are taught in this passage? To help students practice identifying doctrines and principles, show the picture David slays Goliath, and invite a student to read 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 32 through 37 aloud, while the class follows along. What gospel lesson do you learn from this passage? As students respond, write their answers on the board. They may identify a variety of principles, including the following. If I exercise faith in the Lord, He will help me overcome life's challenges. Applying gospel doctrines and principles to our lives. Explain that as we identify doctrines and principles in the Scriptures, we can ponder how they relate to our personal experiences. When we do this, we invite the Spirit into our hearts. When the Spirit testifies of doctrines and principles, we can have a greater desire to act on and apply them in our lives. Invite a student to read the following statement by Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, "As you receive counsel and instruction, extract principles that will be eternally important in your lives, and then make them part of your lives." End quote. When have you identified a doctrine or principle from the Scriptures and then made it a part of your life? After students respond, invite them to identify a doctrine or principle from the Scriptures during their personal Scripture study and come to the next seminary class ready to explain the doctrine or principle and how they found it. Supplemental teaching ideas. Scripture study skills and methods. In addition to the three Scripture study skills and methods that were given in Lesson 4, the following can be helpful in understanding the context and content of the Scriptures, identifying doctrines and principles, and applying doctrines and principles. Name substitution. To help you apply doctrines and principles for the Scriptures in your life, substitute your name for a name in the Scriptures. Try using this Scripture study skill with Moses chapter 1, verse 6. Cause and effect. To help you identify gospel principles in the Scriptures, look for if-then and because-therefore relationships. Try using this skill with Leviticus chapter 26, verses 3 through 6. Scripture lists. The Scriptures often contain lists of things, such as instructions or warnings. When you find lists, consider numbering each element. Try this skill with Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. Contrasts. The Scriptures often show contrasts in ideas, events, and people. These contrasts can emphasize gospel principles. Look for contrasts in single verses, in chapters, and across chapters and books. Try using this skill with the chapter headings of Genesis chapter 38 and chapter 39. Visualization. Look for descriptive details that can help you create a mental picture as you read. Imagine being present at events described in the Scriptures. Try this skill with Daniel chapter 2, verses 31 through 35. Pondering. Pondering includes thinking, meditating, asking questions, and evaluating what you know and what you have learned. Pondering often helps us understand what we need to do to apply principles. Setting. Determining who is speaking in a Scripture passage, whom he or she is speaking to, what he or she is speaking about, and when and where the event is occurring can increase your understanding of the scripture context. Try using this skill with 2 Samuel 12, 1-7. Cross-references. Often one scripture passage can explain or clarify a phrase or concept found in a different passage. Link scripture passages to each other using the scripture footnotes, index, or the topical guide or guide to the scriptures to help unlock the meaning of a scripture passage. Practice this skill by reading Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, and then following footnote B to Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Also look at verse 22. How does Matthew chapter 1, verses 22 through 23 add to your understanding of Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14?